Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Well, Watoto Church, it is so good to be with you on this Sunday celebration on TV, online, all around the world. And I've been watching the programs as they've been coming across the air. And I got to tell you, our production team has done such an awesome job. And the worship has been awesome. My buttons have been bursting with pride at the way it's been coming across on the air. Well, our message today is about fathers and fatherhood. And I'm very excited to share this message with you because I'm a father and I love being a father. Paul talked about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 17. This is what he said. Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Paul talks here about becoming a father. Do you know, one of life's greatest privileges is fatherhood. Fatherhood is a gift from God, our Father, to the world, to men, to their wives, and most especially to the children of the world. You know, I remember the day that I first became a father. It was on November the 5th, 1975, 10 days before my 23rd birthday. I was just 22 years of age. I took into my arms my firstborn child, a little boy. His name is Timothy. And I was overcome with a sense of awe and wonder. You know what I did? I cried. As I held him in my arms, I cried. They weren't tears of sadness. They were tears of gladness and joy. He was a miracle, the product of love. I watched his amazing mother bring him into this world. And you know what? That day changed my life forever. I remember taking Timothy's newborn hand between my fingers and with breathtaking wonder, admiring his perfectly formed little fingers, right down to those immaculate, exquisite little fingernails. Even though he was the product of human sexual love, he was really fashioned and made by God inside his mother's womb. A miracle. Every child is. You were in your mother's womb. He was perfect, and I was in awe. He was my son. Something very deep, very profound dawned on me at that moment. Not only was Timothy my son, I was his father. Suddenly, my life was about being a father. With that awe and wonder came responsibility. I knew as I held him close to me and looked into that puffy little baby face, I knew that there and then, my life, my responsibility, and my role had changed forever. It was a huge responsibility. Here was a little life to be nurtured and loved. He would need to be held, and I would hold his hand and put my arm around his shoulder. He needed to learn so many things. He would have to be encouraged and sometimes corrected. I also knew that everything went as it should. He would look up to me, his father, for guidance and mentorship. He would imitate the things that I said and the things that I did. And I would be his hero. Well, I'd be his hero at least until he was a teenager. And then he would begin to form his own ideas and develop his own friendships. He would begin to experiment with his newfound independence. He would make up his own mind. I would always be his father. But he would become his own man. And the process of fatherhood would be multiplied in him. He too would marry, have children. And I would no longer just be a father. I would be a grandfather. I am a grandfather. I have three wonderful children. And they have given me seven amazing, beautiful grandchildren. And if I thought I loved and admired my children, and I do, I had no idea how wonderful being a grandfather was. I truly adore my grandchildren, all seven of them. They're my heritage. I heard someone say that if he had known that having grandchildren was so wonderful, he would have had them first. I see uniqueness in each one of my grandchildren. They're different. Their hair color is unique. Some blonde, some red, some brown. Their personalities are not the same. Some are outgoing and loud, others tender, soft-spoken and pensive. But I love them all. I see a future and a hope in each of them. I dream that they will grow up, mature to adulthood, and find their own place of influence, discover romantic love, and build their own families. It's all a part of what it means to be a father. But I'm not only a biological father, I'm also a spiritual father. You know, if we go back to our text today, Paul said, even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. I am a spiritual father. I have the honor of being the father of this house, Watoto Church. Watoto Church is not an event you go to, it's a family you belong to. And I have spiritual children, spiritual sons and daughters, and spiritual grandchildren. I was there when they were born spiritually, when they were born again. I've watched them grow and mature in spiritual things. They've looked up to me as a spiritual hero. They've watched and they've copied me. I've seen their successes and their failures. I've mentored and encouraged and corrected them. They're not my biological children, but they are my spiritual children. And I love them all so much. I have a dream that they too will become all that God wants them to be. I've watched them go from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity. They've become more independent, more experienced in life and in God. They're forming their own ideas and growing their own unique relationship with their Heavenly Father. I've watched as they too have become fathers, spiritual fathers, and biological fathers. I look at them and I look at you, my children in the gospel, Watoto Church, and I'm filled with hope. You are not the future, you're the present, you're the now. There's a world of opportunity and challenge out there waiting for you to rise up and to take leadership and build a better future, a better Uganda, a better Kampala, a better Africa, a better world. As a father, I plan on sticking around long enough to watch you become all that God designed you to be. I'm going to celebrate your victories. I'm going to encourage you in your challenges. I'm going to cheer you on from the sidelines and put my arm around your shoulders when you struggle with the tough issues of life, because that's what a father does. He motivates his children to greatness. He mentors them by his example, and he multiplies them himself in his children. Paul said in our text today, in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. So I urge you to imitate me. Sons, children, imitate their fathers. Fathers are to be imitated. John Maxwell, a great teacher on leadership, had a great lesson on leadership that I think is perfect for fathers as well. After all, fathers are leaders. They lead their families. They lead their children. To be a great leader, John Maxwell says you must do four things. You must model leadership, motivate leadership, mentor leadership, and multiply leadership. Paul said, I'm your father, so, verse 16, I urge you to imitate me. Can I show you a picture of my grandson? Here's a photograph of my grandson. It's Levi. He's shaving, even though his face is as smooth as a mango skin. He doesn't need to shave. Why is he shaving? Because he saw his dad shaving, and he wants to be like his dad. That's what children do. He's imitating his father. Men may lead in their careers and at work, but primary leadership begins at home. Fathers are to lead their children and lead their households well. Men want to succeed in their careers, but real success begins at home with family and children. What do children imitate about their fathers? Everything. Children copy their father's character and behavior. Every dad should remember one day his son will follow his example, not his advice. The next generation learns from the previous generation. How? By watching. Changing our cities, our nations, changing our world for the better begins at home, and it begins with dad. We often say that the basic building block of society is the family, and that's very true. That's why here at Watoto Church, we constantly teach about biblical family values, and we work to grow godly families, which are places of safety and security and comfort for our children. Families are a place where children learn how to live and do life. Uganda, or any country for that matter, will only be as healthy and as successful as the state of its families. But to take it to the next level, we have to understand that the key to healthy families is healthy fathers. Uganda will only be as healthy as the success of its fathers. Ugandan fathers, we need to be great fathers to make a great Uganda and raise our children to be great. You see, there's mounting evidence, scientific evidence, that undeniably proves that good parenting, especially good fathering, produces well-balanced, productive children who become model law-abiding citizens. On the other hand, bad parenting, especially bad fathers, fathers who are absent or abusive, fathers who are negligent or self-centered, produce law-breaking citizens who tear down. Many of our societal successes or failures can be traced back to fatherhood, good fatherhood or bad fatherhood. Study after study confirms and supports the fact that children develop a higher IQ by the age of 3, they end up with better school results, they end up with higher paying jobs, and have far fewer psychological problems throughout their lives when they have had an engaged, supportive, and loving father. Children without good fathers are far more likely to end up in jail or be active in early sexual behavior that carries with it catastrophic consequences like unwanted pregnancy, abortion, disease, and heartbreak. Children with a good father learn how to develop and sustain healthy relationships. Those without good fathers don't. Good fathering is a critical key to success. So, fatherhood means to be a model, to motivate, to mentor, and multiply life into our children. Paul said, imitate me. So let me talk for a few moments about those four things very briefly. Number one, model. Be present. Be available. Be seen. You know, I just bought a new car. I went to the car dealership and I saw a model car. And I liked it, so I test drove it and I bought it because of what I saw. I saw my dad doing life. I saw him preaching. I saw how he dealt with my mother. And I decided I wanted to be like my dad. And much of my life was modeled by what I saw in my father. You know, dads, our kids are watching. Every dad should remember one day his son will follow his example and not his advice. So be a good model, a good example. And then secondly, motivate your children. Being around is one thing. Being positively engaged is another. It's not quantity, but quality time that a child needs from dad. So spend good time with your children, not just watching TV, but playing or praying or doing life together. Encourage your children instead of discouraging them. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, fathers, don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the master. Tell your children, your son, your daughter, you can do it. I believe in you. I just got a little video clip from my son, James, with my grandson, Levi. And Levi was about to jump into the swimming pool. It was a big leap for him. And his dad said, you can do it, Levi. I believe in you. And he leapt into the swimming pool where his dad was looking after him. One of life's greatest gifts is to have a father who believes in you. My dad believed in me. Be involved. My dad was involved in my life. He went to all my sporting events. He was there at the cricket game and the tennis game. He was there when I was swimming, everything I did. And he was proud of me when I was successful. And when I didn't succeed, he encouraged me. He motivated me. He was a model. But he was also, the third thing, a mentor. A mentor walks through life with his children and shows them how to live, corrects them when they go wrong, guides them, encourages them, sets them on the right path, and is there for them. And then the last one is multiply. Expect your children to be like you, and if not, greater. Expect results, good results. And then when they get older, let them run. Celebrate them. Don't hold them back. Release them to be what God wants them to be. And they're going to come back and make you proud as a father. As we close, our text reads, "Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me." And then notice verse 17, he says this, Paul says this, "For this reason, because I want you to imitate me, I have sent you my son Timothy, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." Paul sent his son to help others. I could perhaps say to you, to my spiritual children, to Watata Church, "I've sent to you Julius, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus." Or maybe I could have said, "I've sent to you Eddie or James or Brian or Ken or Andrew, Graham, Ivan, Emma, Victor, and others, sons whom I love, who are faithful in the Lord. They will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus." Timothy was Paul's spiritual son. Paul was Timothy's spiritual father. Paul loved him. He mentored and prepared Timothy for a life of successful ministry so that Timothy could change his world. You and these young pastors here at Watoto are my sons and daughters. I'm your father. Together, we're building up the family of God here at Watoto. We're more than a church. We're a family. We belong. And we're here to bring healing and hope and a future to this generation and to this nation. And you know where it begins? It begins with being great fathers. So I want to encourage you, men that are there, out there today, be a great dad. Be a great husband. Change the world you live in by raising up sons who you can be proud of. Model, mentor, motivate, and multiply yourself in them. Can I pray with you, dads? Father, I thank you so much for the men who are listening today. Help them to be great dads, to raise great sons who will stand in a place of leadership to bring healing and transformation. Help our dads to be great leaders and models in their families. Give them a vision for their family. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe you're watching today and you say, "Pastor Gary, that's wonderful, but my life is not right with God. There's things in my life that I'm not proud of. I'm far away from God." You know, you can change all of that by receiving Jesus as the Lord of your life, by accepting what he did on the cross to pay for your sin and set you free. When you do that, he'll welcome you into his family. God will become your real father. You'll be a son in the house. And if you want to do that, if you want to receive Christ, I'd like to pray with you right now. Why don't you pray with me? Pray a simple prayer. Pray after me. "Dear Jesus, I know you love me. I know you have a plan for my life. And I need you. I've gone the wrong way. Forgive me. Set me free. I receive you as the Lord of my life. I want to be a part of the family of God. I give my life to you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen." If you prayed that prayer, a new life has just begun for you. Welcome to the family of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.